We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back. 4 o'clock hour, Mark Reardon, 97.1 FM Talk. We are going to take you into the weekend. Some fun stuff coming up as well. We'll get some movies at 425. But Sue Thomas has some bad news about the ride home, right?
Yep. Northbound 270, Mark, is totally shut down because of an accident just north of Dorset. So if you're taking northbound 270, trying to get to 70, no bueno right now.
I would say not. That's not good for it. It's bad enough usually on a Friday anyway, right?
Exactly. Nobody goes to work in the morning on a Friday, but everybody drives home. That's what we all say in the traffic world. Are we hilarious?
How does that happen, though? I mean,
no
really.
One knows.
Where do these people come
Jane,
from?
Right. It is the mystery of the traffic ages.
It's like losing socks
especially
in a dryer.
St. Louis. Yes. I feel like St. Louis is weird with traffic. We have a lot of weird traffic stuff.
I love the fact. So when I was on the other station, I was off at 5 o'clock, and I would get into my car
You've
right
never
after
mentioned
the show.
It.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah,
that's new. That's new information.
That's really
isn't
news
it?
To me.
But
she's
I would
totally dogging.
I deserve it. But I would get in my car and I wouldn't get. I would not get home till probably 5:50, 5:55. And I pick up my daughter at daycare. Mm-hmm. But now at 6 o'clock, there's no one on the roads. Now I was also experiencing that before the pandemic. But I get in the you know, you guys know where I live.
Yes.
Yeah, Tim,
you're out
there
near me. God's
I'm on
country.
The 40 corridor. Yeah.
From
so,
the time
yeah.
I leave to the time that I get into my house, it's less than a half an hour. And that's from here to about 141 and 44, and then I'm behind there, you know, near Paradise Valley. That's not too bad at all.
Not at all. And there's not much traffic these days. Traffic's
there's
weird.
None.
There's different
it's
patterns
weird
now.
Because right. I've traveled Highway 40 for my entire existence.
It's Highway 40.
40, not Farty Far.
Especially
Highway
someone
40.
As seasoned as you should know the pronunciation of it.
Well, but there used to be a pattern. Now the pattern is all messed
no.
up.
COVID
You're right. has now ruined the patterns.
You're
like,
right.
And you knew, okay, summer traffic's going to be great, but as soon as the kids go back to school, it's going to be a nightmare for about a month and a half until everybody settles in. You know, you knew the rhythm.
That is true.
The rhythm is gone.
That is true. I will say this. I think we're having a little bit more volume coming back, but we're having the same amount, if not more, of accidents. And I think people
yes.
are not used mm-hmm. to driving with mm-hmm. other people on the road. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's,
right?
That's
very
part true. Of it.
It was like the Autobahn for a year.
I agree mm-hmm. with you.
And now that there are other people, they're freaking out.
There's a lot of hesitancy on the highways, I've noticed, yes.
Yeah. That's yeah. It's just yeah. interesting.
Well, I've been reading a lot about this re-entry anxiety that people are having.
I have, too.
And I think it's interesting because I do think it happens. I mean, I'm sitting here, okay, how long is it going to take me to get downtown again?
Oh, interesting.
And I could feel the butterflies in my stomach as I pulled into the garage because I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it's been a year.
But you've also, here's the difference between you and maybe some of the other people that you're referring to, because you've been out. You've been to Jeff City. You've
yes.
I don't know if you've traveled out of the state, have you?
Yes.
Okay. There are some people.
I haven't traveled within here much. That's what's weird. I haven't traveled much in St. Louis.
Mm. Well, that's probably the case for me, too. But, mm-hmm. I mean, look, there are people that haven't really left
I
their
know.
House. And they're still not willing to leave their house. That's the part that's sort of a little
well,
weird
but they,
to me.
Well, but they say that some of this is reentry anxiety. And I can see that. I'm sitting here going, wow, this is like we're going to have to get back into the rat race again? Like,
what?
The traffic?
How does that? You know? How does that present itself, the anxiety? What is it? Is it just going back to something new? Like,
it's
what
going,
is it?
Actually, I think for me, at least, and I think this is part of it was going back to something old.
Ah.
It was coming back.
That you
like,
haven't done in 14
for
months.
For 4 years, I came down every Friday. And, it, you know, it was great. And now, I, you know,
yeah,
it's
I know.
Been a
I
year.
Suffered through it every
yeah,
day.
Yeah,
I'm very
thing.
Aware of what you did.
And
yeah.
so, yeah.
You've sounded healthier, actually, on the air.
Oh, yeah, it's really hurtful, Timmy. You know, you're close enough for me to smack.
I just am so excited to see you again.
Exactly.
Yeah, we
got to
catch up, you know?
But, you know, I had that kind of weird feeling in my stomach. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is... I'm getting back to normal.
You know what I'm worried about is the kids. Like the tweens, you know, who have had to suffer through all this. And like my daughters, we got them back into school in October. We're so blessed and lucky.
Yeah, we were too.
I'm going to give a little, you know, I beat up on the education establishment a lot, but our Rockwood School District, Dr. Miles, who's actually retiring.
He's retiring. That's sad. Right.
I thought he did. Didn't agree with him on everything, but on COVID stuff, he did a pretty darn good job.
By the way, that news came out a week ago today, and you know, as Rockwood parents, we get the email first and foremost. So I sent Dr. Miles because we've had a good relationship. He's always been willing to come on, and he answers my questions and
people
all that.
Like him.
But I've had to pick on him a little bit too,
because
he didn't take my advice in August. My advice in August was Dr. Miles, and he should have. This is what you need to do. It's the Mark Reardon plan. K through 6, get them in right away. Mm-hmm. Now, it took him 6 weeks to understand that the Mark Reardon plan is really where we should be. Mm-hmm. But he did do
especially
a good job overall.
Timmy,
I sent him a message. I said, I hope this wasn't me that caused this retirement. Because there, you know, and I didn't, I was joking about that, but there is a lot of pressure that comes. And here's something that's interesting. I believe that people in his position, they have to balance the needs of the parents, but also the crazy people on the boards.
Yes.
Right?
Oh,
so
yes.
Mark Miles might have, and some of these superintendents might want to do things maybe a little differently than they've done, but the boards get involved. And this is where all the brainwashing takes place.
I'm just worried about the kids who, I know there's a few kids who have not gone back, and I worry about them. And my daughters, who are much nicer human beings than I am, they're very worried about those kids because they're like, Dad, you know, I'm just worried about so-and-so and so-and-so. They don't seem quite right. And, you know, it's
re-entry
like
anxiety.
Getting these 10, 11, 12-year-olds back into society after they've sat home for 14 months for whatever reason. And some of them needed to because some have medical issues, right? But there's others that didn't, and they just stayed home. And I'm like, ooh, that's kind of, I don't know. We are meant to be societal creatures, right? So by and large,
I think it was
by and large.
I think I underestimated the whole time the psychological effect on the kids. My daughter's a senior, which means most of her junior year was gone. Most of her senior, my son didn't get a graduation from college. And when she got to play lacrosse again, because that's what she was panicked about. She's like, because they've been in person learning since September. When they got to play, and it had been more than a year since they had played lacrosse. I haven't seen these girls happier. I mean, you know, you just forget how important that stuff is to them.
Yes.
And, you know, and she was, you know, just exercising and you could tell she felt better. Mm-hmm. You could tell that, the team thing, the whole team camaraderie, that's what that's for.
You're really teaching
kids how to team build. And that has been gone for a year.
Got to go to a couple track meets recently. My older daughter runs track. She runs her sports cross country, but she's doing track now and she's actually really good at it. She's a sophomore. She's running with the varsity girls.
Yeah, you were telling me about
Gerardo.
That last year.
Yeah, Katie's really good. Anyway, got to go. And what Jane was just saying, I went to the track meets, and what I did was I observed all the kids interacting with each other. They are so happy to be
outdoors together.
They're teasing each other. They're having fun. I'm like, man, that's what it's supposed to all be about. We are not meant to lock each other up in our basements.
Well, going to the baseball game the other night. Okay, and it was fun.
What was that like?
It was great because
Was it weird though?
It was weird. And this is my point. So, it's weird from the standpoint where I mentioned this a couple of times. You walk through the concourse and, you know, it's great for John and Ricky or whoever is calling the game because it's just booming through. And it's always probably the same level, but with people in there it absorbs the sound and you can't hear it. So, it's almost like walking through in the ninth inning that's a blowout and everyone has left the stadium to a certain extent. But it's not the same feeling. I know that the players love the home runs, the reaction, Arenado's home run. Look how classy we are. The game that I went the other night, Carpenter hits a home run finally, and we gave him a curtain call because he sucks so bad and we wanted him to get on track. But I was listening in particular during the home runs, and you don't have that sense of just excitement that you would get if you had 40,000 people in there. It's more like a Miami Marlins or a
I'm going to wait to go to a game until it's normal again.
I totally get that.
I just want to wait until it's normal.
Well, because my deal is, I don't want to go to a baseball game and wear a mask. And I didn't. I didn't wear a mask. But if you're going to force me to sit there and wear a mask the whole game, especially if it's hot, not interested. Just not interested in going.
I never had an appreciation of how much fans made a sporting event until we didn't have them.
Yes.
And where I really experienced it, Mark, was with the golf events, right? It was so bizarre when they started the PGA up again at all these tournaments and there was no fans. I lost interest in watching the games for a while. Now, like with the Masters last weekend, the crowd around the 18th green and the cheering, I was like, that's amazing. You don't know what it is until it's not there.
Well, that's why the NBA pumped the noise in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when they were playing, that, you know, they were pumping noise in, and that does make a difference.
Well, the psychology of that is interesting too, though. Even with these players, one thing I didn't even give thought to until this week when Ricky Horton mentioned it is all these guys that were rookies last year, finally mm-hmm. coming up to big, they didn't get to play in front of any fans.
I know.
So they're experiencing
so
that for
weird.
The first time. On the golf front, you have guys that probably, Tim, benefited from that.
That like
with
it,
less
feed
pressure,
off of it.
But there are people that
but that's
do.
That's a quiet sport.
The opposite is
right.
the people that do feed off it.
Right.
They want to, you know, they want that crowd reaction. So you almost wonder, even with the NCAA games, with not having the mm-hmm. crowds that can sometimes energize you and swing
or break you.
A game. Like, look at Gonzaga. They get within 10. I wonder if the crowd, if there was a bigger crowd in that game, maybe not because they were getting stomped by Baylor, but the crowd does have an effect.
It does.
And I think it's interesting.
And I think again, it's more of the camaraderie. I mean, when I go to a baseball game or even a hockey game, because I haven't gone back to a Blues game yet, and I'm a huge fan. Mm-hmm. And it's just the whole idea of being there with your fellow St. Louisans. And, you know, I mean, we had our Stanley Cup, and we were all together, and it was like one of the best things that ever happened to the city, and then it's like shut down.
Can you imagine winning the Stanley Cup when we could not have had that parade?
Oh, I know. I can't even imagine. And so
there would have been less vomit on
that's
you know,
true.
Market. However,
right.
that's
details.
The only thing. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's part of the, it's like confetti.
Yeah. Right. So, I don't know. It's interesting now. I will be curious to see how long it will take people to say, okay, I'm ready to go to a game fully, you know, that's full of people. Will
I'm ready
it be
right
this
now.
Season?
I'm ready mm-hmm. right now. You mean
would,
the
I
officials
would
will allow it?
Would the officials allow it? But I also think that there are a good number of people that aren't where we are.
Yeah.
That psychologically just mm-hmm. aren't ready to re-enter society. And I think it's going to be interesting. Are people going back to the office? I mean, people
no.
are talking about
it,
but
here
they're
it is.
Not.
That's
this
a new
this
thing.
Is my next
yeah,
this
is going to be a whole new world.
This is interesting, all right? So this is in the LA Times 2 days ago, actually maybe yesterday. Less than 1 in 4 workers has gone back to the office
yeah.
as businesses plot a wider reopening. And they talk about how people are going, you know, back to the office in greater numbers. But it says employers and landlords are betting that workers will want to return as vaccinations increase and virus fears recede, even though demand to rent space, this is in Los Angeles, continues to shrink. I've always been concerned since the beginning what's going to happen to, you know, commercial real estate. You'd have a lot of these workers that can absolutely do their jobs at home. Mm-hmm. But speaking as someone who did their show at home for a year, man, it's easy to get lazy. Mm-hmm. It really is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That's why I'm saying, oh, I have to get ready? Like, I have to, like, look human? Oh, my Lord. Yeah. That's adding so much time onto my day.
I tried to keep to a routine because I think that that's important.
But I was terrible.
When you're sitting around and, you know, it's 2 hours before the show, it's easy to take a nap or something.
It really is. T-shirt and sweatpants
yeah.
every day. You know?
Sweatpants. I mean, I'm like, okay, do I have any clothes? Seriously.
Where are my pants?
I'm like, oh, man, do I have to, like, get in a suit or do I have to,
so,
like, you know?
Here's something else on that front. If I, and I'm trying to do some
self shop
value. Okay, this is where I'm going, all right? Because you know me.
Mind-melding.
I love to shop for clothes, Jane.
Yes,
you know that.
Oh, you do. It is.
I buy my daughter clothes. I tend to
like
fashion.
You're a high-functioning female.
Right? Yeah, I'm
very cosmopolitan.
Yeah, I know.
Really
this is risky to admit this. But I think what COVID did for me, because I have all this clothes that's in the closet that I haven't worn now in more than a year and a half, I don't think I ever need it again. You see what I got on today? I got a
Seriously?
North Face. I got some Lululemon pants.
Okay, that's
I pretty
creepy.
Much wear the same things every day. I don't really care what I look like. I used to be, and I've described myself as the most vain person on the planet, which is why I like to look good and dress
Accurate.
And
right.
and all that. Now maybe this is because I'm getting older too. Don't give a rip anymore. I don't care. So
I
basically
looked at
wear
my
the
closet
same thing every day.
And did the same thing and said, why do I even have all this? Where am I going to wear any of this?
Talking to my friends, and my wife actually works for a larger employer, and they're now going to do they're back to a hybrid model, and I think that's where they may stay because they're learning how much money they're saving by not having everybody in the office all
right.
the time. Everything from electricity to toilet paper to the coffee machine to whatever. I mean, the expenses, right? It's all about the bottom line at the end. And if you can have, and if the employees are happy, some employees, I think most people don't want to work home permanently. but they don't want to be in the office full time.
No, right.
If they can work
maybe
out
a balance,
if they can work out a hybrid structure, maybe good for everybody.
But
I don't know.
The personal connection is important.
It is
and
very
I think
important.
We do need to get back to that, because even if you're dealing with customer service or things along those lines, you have to have those relationships. Now, personally, I like this building right now, and I think that Sue and the other people, because there's no salespeople here or other people like that. God bless the salespeople who provide us our income and our paychecks. But it's nice because really there's nobody else around here. It's like working on a holiday or something like that, right, Tim?
It's generally like, yeah, I'm here on Sunday nights, and coming in here on the weekdays now, which I do periodically, every day is like a Sunday night. You know?
Yeah.
It's like you kind of have your run of the place, you know, and it's, you know, it's a little calmer and all that, but it's easy to come and go and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think we're changed forever. You don't know which stuff's, you know, COVID stuff's going to stay in place forever, but I think it is. I mean, commercial real estate, seriously, why would you put all of those people in a building? I mean, it forces you to rethink all of that.
I think you're going to,
because this isn't going to be our first pandemic. This is not going to be our first one.
Well, in our lifetime, it's the fifth, right?
I mean, well, of this magnitude.
Not of this magnitude, but we've had this is the fourth or fifth one in our lifetime, I think.
Well, except H1N1, but we haven't shut
not to this
down.
Level.
Yeah.
But so will there be another one? Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably will be, and hopefully we learn some things.
Hey, rest assured, we are going to have it all buttoned up on the next one.
Everything
will run
perfectly
smooth.
All
the testing.
Who's been keeping notes?
Well, George W. Bush read that book on the Spanish flu.
That's true.
You know, I think he tried to get that on some people's radars, but
and
we're really good.
And it's hard to get people to do it.
Well, that's because we're good at reacting. Look at 9/11 is a good example of that. And then we overreact, all right? And
we did
it with the pandemic, too, because we wait until it's urgent and we have to do something, and then we create the Department of Homeland Security, and it really doesn't make things safer anyway. Yes, exactly. That's what we're really brilliant on. Tim Jones.
I got a roll.
Yeah, what are you doing on Sunday night? You want to throw in a plug there?
I'm doing my show. Yeah. Oh, I know who I'm going to have. I just remembered. Zach Smith from the Heritage Foundation.
There you go.
There we go.
You got one plug in there. Timmy, thanks for hanging a little bit
longer
here.
Thanks,
gang.
Great to see you all live.
Yeah, it is great.
Good to see you.
Buffa's off this week. Paul Hall's going to join us on movies. We'll do number one songs this day in history, Jane. So hang in there. And Frank Cusimano at the end of the hour.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are going to head to the movies here in just a second. Buffa's off. Paul Hall's going to pinch hit this afternoon from Common Guy Films. But there's a weird story. We were tracking this during the Reardon Roundtable. Jane's hanging out for this hour as well. And by the way, Frank Cusimano at 4:45. But Ernie Trakas is one of the St. Louis County councilmen. He's in the news every once in a while. There was a shooting that he was involved with today.
Yeah, evidently he was driving on Highway 40 near Spady and his car got shot at. So he's uninjured. That's the most important thing, is that he is uninjured, but there were at least one bullet lodged in his car.
Oh, my gosh. What time? What was it, in rush hour?
My understanding was it was about noon, which is interesting that it's probably taken this long to get out. So I'm sure there will be, you know, more discussions about this later, but sketch details. So, you know, these are the only details available.
So, yeah, at this point, we don't even know if it was road rage or
somebody was aiming at him. Like right.
Right. You don't know. So, but he's uninjured, which is the most important part of the story.
Shootings in town and country.
Yeah. Well,
Frontenac.
Frontenac. It was on the highway. All right. Paul Hall, are you with us this afternoon on the Zoom? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Let's talk a little bit about movies this weekend, although I don't think that there's a lot to talk about. Carl Middleman is here also. He'll chime in, and there's something locally that we want to discuss. But, man, we're in this period where we're just kind of still waiting, aren't we? I'm a little surprised. Are you surprised that we're not getting some announcements on some openings? Because concerts are being announced.
Right.
We're seeing some artists. Now, mind you, it's for later this fall and maybe into next year. But I'm a little surprised we haven't heard something from Hollywood, Paul.
Yeah, I think they're starting to lock in on a couple of their dates. Cruella, for instance, released a trailer earlier this week doing Disney Premier Access as well as theaters come May 28th. I believe Black Widow is still going to hit in July. So I think you're going to see things here coming up in May. But it seems like this weekend was abandoned when Mortal Kombat was the big one that was supposed to come out this week. That moved to next week, HBO Max and in theaters. So it leaves us with a couple of interesting titles that make their way via, it's a very, very limited release and have VOD on their horizon next week. And I can't necessarily tell you you should check them out in either format.
Yeah, you want to start here with Vanquish or Thunder Force?
Let's start with what's new in theaters, Vanquish.
Let me play a cut.
Where is she?
She's safe.
I will cut out your heart.
Now, Vicky, there's no need for any of this. See? Now think about it. If you kill me, you'll never be able to find her. You do what I tell you to do, and everything will be just fine. I promise.
I think everyone recognizes Morgan
Freeman.
Morgan Freeman,
dang.
It's Morgan Freeman.
But that's Ruby Rose using her real voice.
What?
Ruby Rose from John Wick and Batman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pitch
Perfect
3 as well. She sang in there with as part of, I won't repeat the name of the band. But here she's Victoria, and she's the caretaker for Morgan Freeman, who's in a wheelchair for the movie, kind of like Dr. Xavier, you know, Charles Xavier, but he used to be the chief of police in Miami, and he's going to try to help her and her daughter out by sending her out on 5 missions to go pick up bags of money. Why? Well, you have to see the movie or don't see the movie.
Don't.
It doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, but Carl, you've seen this one also. Carl, you've seen it?
I see. It's not a movie like this is like right up Dan Buffa's alley. It's not fun.
There's nothing about this movie that works, despite the fact that I like Morgan Freeman in general, I like Ruby Rose in general. This felt like a movie that was shot in separate compartments, and then they cut it together to kind of try to create a narrative.
Oops.
And that's what was terrible about it.
Hey, Paul, when she's got 5 left, when she got to like number 3, where you're like, all right, there's 2 more of these. All right, there's 1 more of these. You're counting down. You want her 5 missions to end so the movie can end. And it's only 96 minutes long.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I was like, please. And I still don't know if what reason these were all tied together. I get the ending. I get it. But I don't know why he all of a sudden decides out of the blue other than, you know, just go get these bags of money and send her into harm's way. I didn't get it. I was generous because I like Morgan Freeman and Ruby Rose and gave it a C-, but that's only because I woke up.
How much did you hate it, Carl?
Judging on the curve, too.
A movie like this should be stupid fun. You could just let it go, and it's not fun.
All right, then.
And it's bloodless, violence. There are a high body count, but it's just not...
Not
oh, this
fun.
Body count will get up there with anything you've seen. And how annoying was her motorcycle the way it sounded before that thing was over?
And he's following her with a body cam and a helmet cam, so you have a lot of scenes of that.
I'm going to skip that one. Let's talk about because I think if we're all being honest right now, some of the best films that have made it to the theaters in the past decade or so, Melissa McCarthy, when she teams up with her husband, Ben Falcone.
Love him. Really.
You almost got that out.
Stop it. No. It's not fair your parents got iced by some miscreants, and now we're stuck with you. You think you're so smart, always showing off in class. Say you're a dork and I'll leave you alone. Say it. Say it, nerd.
I'm not a nerd, I'm smart. There's a difference.
Hey, Wayne, got you here? She said she didn't want to say it.
Well, she's gonna. Don't think I won't hit a girl, Lydia.
Don't think a girl won't hit you, Wayne.
All right, so is that like a backflash? Or
flashback? That's the beginning of the story. That's actually Melissa McCarthy's daughter.
Is it really?
Looks exactly like her, acts just like her. And that is the best part of the film.
Oh, well,
Carl. No, okay, no, here's the thing.
Did you like it, Paul?
What'd you say?
I didn't say I liked it. I just said it wasn't the best part of the movie. I mean, let's be honest. Anytime you can hear people say, Thunder Force. That's probably yes. the best part of the movie. Come on.
Ben Falcone does not know how to shoot a comedy. This is their fifth film together. They've done Tammy.
Loved it.
Terrible. Nope.
The Boss.
I found it entertaining.
That's okay.
They're horrible, but they're entertaining.
Life of the Party.
I love Tammy.
And HBO Max's Super Intelligence.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
And
only Tammy
not.
Is marginal. You know, yeah. I liked it.
Fair.
I don't think I liked any of it. I mean, I will tell you that I junketed Tammy. So I interviewed. It was so uncomfortable when you have to interview cast members after seeing a terrible movie like that. The only thing that was a saving grace is, you know, they went to SIU.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some St. Louis connections. They used to come to St. Louis. So I basically didn't talk about the film with Ben and Melissa.
Hey, what
we talked
memories?
About St. Louis.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
I want to know. I want to know what pictures they have on Jason Bateman to have him in those lobster claws.
Identity Thief. I loved them all. Listen, they're stupid, but that's the point.
No, but everything about Vanquish as an action movie doesn't work for Thunder Force as a comedy. They are two sides of the same crappy coin.
Yeah, oh, but boy. You don't like the coin at all. I find some of the coin appealing.
No, but the thing is, Sue, the first, let's say, 25 minutes... I was in. I'm like, this is much better. This is much better than I thought it would be. And then they don't know how to write jokes. They don't know how to do action. And they don't know how to do a superhero movie. And the cast is fantastic. We mentioned Justin Bateman. We met Octavia Spencer.
I adore her.
Love her.
The woman that plays Octavia Spencer's daughter, she's fantastic as well. She's one of the best things. She's great.
Taylor Mosby is she's bound for better things beyond this. I liked her a lot. The movie is not awful. I'm not going to go to your level on this one.
But thank you.
That said, it isn't. You could do better, and they could have done better here. Though it is nice to see a bus get thrown through the streets of Chicago, destroying part of the buildings. That's okay.
Where? By the way, where is this one? Is this on Netflix?
Netflix has got it now.
The last one was HBO Max. They kicked them off of that. Now they're on Netflix. It's kind of like what the Sandler team is doing. They're just getting groups of friends together, making movies and having a good time, like Hubie Halloween. But this is now the McCarthy group of friends because Barbie Cannavale, who was in Super Intelligence also, it's like she's getting her friends together making bad movies.
I kind of like him, though. He's thrown in some good turns in the past few years,
not
but
good
maybe
in this.
Not in this movie. All right, you want to talk about Bobby real quick here because we're running out of time.
As people know, I work for the St. Louis Blues, and right before 4 o'clock, they had the staff come over and see the Enterprise Center. They're doing a memorial right now that is open to the public between now and 8 o'clock, and then there's going to be a private service that's going to be streamed and on Bally Sports at 2 o'clock, I believe, on Sunday. Hmm. And they have transformed the Enterprise Center into a memorial for Bob Plager.
Aww.
The entire ice is covered except for the Blue Note and carpet, and they have everything. Everything is pro-Bobby, and they have tables for fans to leave their...
Oh, that's
memorabilia.
Really nice.
And the family is there, and I talked to his daughter, and they are just amazed of the outpouring of support from the city.
So great.
Carl, I'm not dressed well. I'm wearing flip-flops. Is it okay to go
People
over
are wearing
there?
Jerseys over there, Sue.
Well,
so
that makes sense,
yes,
though.
Yes, but
Bobby wouldn't care.
Bobby would not. You know
that's
Bobby.
True. He
would tell you a true story. that would be a joke, and he would just love the fact that you were there. If you're a fan of Bob Plager, come on down to the Enterprise Center for the next 4 hours.
There you go. Paul Hall, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleComicGuy.com.
We'll do a little Oscar preview. We'll get Buffett back on, and we'll all do an Oscar preview next week. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, have a good weekend. Frank Cusimano coming up next. We'll talk a little baseball, hockey, probably skip football. But Frank's coming up next, 97.1 FM Talk. Oh, I forgot to mention the movie segment brought to you by Andrea's Steakhouse and Steak Sauce.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We have Frank Cusimano coming up, but Carl, I have to ask you a question now.
Yes.
Is it because of the servicer Bobby that you're wearing the black suit, or are you unaware that there are suits that come in different colors? I was just curious.
It's the black, because I have the hockey tie
okay.
that is also black, mm-hmm. and I needed it to match
kinda
the suit.
Kind of ugly. The tie's kind of ugly there.
But it is a it's hockey Carl. Tie. It has a puck,
I thought
a
it
stick,
had...
and...
Frank, if you could see this right now, he's defending this fashion. I just had to ask.
Very judgy, Mark. Very judgy. I support your tie.
Thank
I'm
you,
with
Jane.
Mark. I don't like it. I thought it was a basketball tie. Because
it's a terrible tie.
Look, it's got a big orange circle
Listen,
in the middle.
Sometimes there are...
At least it is not Star Wars themed, people.
Yeah, someone said, are you wearing your Darth okay. Vader tie to the funeral?
It's a step up.
Sometimes things that are very loud
I was just concerned about them, that's
good
all.
Good looking because they're so loud.
Mr. Cusimano, how are you?
To a funeral.
Very good. I'd like to see a picture of that, and I'll be the ultimate judge if that's okay.
We will tweet it out.
Yep,
we'll put it out there, Frank.
Hey, Frank, I got to a baseball game the other night in person, and that was a great feeling. It really was.
Was that the good game?
It was. Yeah, thankfully, it was the good game. And Jane, I don't know if you heard this story, so I'll just quickly share it. The other day, I got to the stadium. I had my digital ticket with my wife. We're walking in. I realized I did not have my stupid mask. So I parked over by sort of where the Eat Right is. So I said, Becky, just go in. I'm walking back into the stadium. I'm right about at patios. And you know what I hear? Fireworks. Goldie hits his 250th. And I'm saying a word that starts with F quite a bit. So I text Whoa. Rooney and said, oh, that was a great home run call. I got to hear it outside of the stadium. However, Frank, I got to see 13 runs in that game, and it was my birthday on April 13th. So I think the baseball gods were kind of looking out for me there.
Yeah, I think it'll take the rest of the Cardinal fans to see like four games to see 13 runs. So
that might be true.
You were very lucky.
Well, let's talk about the other games in that series. And Washington was sort of due because they've been unhealthy to get some players back, and they had only won coming into St. Louis, I think, one game, hadn't they?
Yes, and they had lost, I guess it was four in a row, and they had not scored any runs. So, yeah, you know, Mark, it's a bad mix when your pitching staff has an ERA of 5 and you're 25th in Major League Baseball in ERA. And then you have, an offense where you don't get production out of two outfield spots, and it's depending where Tommy Edman plays, and you're not getting production out of short. It's just, if you don't hit, you don't pitch, you're probably going to be, under 500. I'm not saying that's the case for the season, but it's not a really impressive team right now.
No, it's not. And you're heading into a series with Philadelphia, and they're a pretty good team all of a sudden, aren't they?
Well, they're slumping a little bit, too. I think they've lost 5 out of 6. Cardinals have lost 4 out of 5. They're pitching a guy tonight named Zach Efron. Now, it's not the one that, the many women like.
It's not the heartthrob actor.
High School Musical.
It's not the one that Jane likes, okay?
Thank you, Frank.
But he's a good pitcher, and we'll see what happens. It's your guy, Carlos, going tonight, and this is a big start because they have some options very close. KK's back. Michaelis had a good session. And they had this Johan Oviedo, who could be very intriguing in that rotation one day.
Yeah, I saw Ben Fred's column the other day, I think, making the case for Oviedo. What are your thoughts on that? I don't know much about him.
Well, he's out of central casting to be a starter in the big leagues. He's 6'5". He throws in the mid-90s. He's got good control. He's battled some injuries, and he's never, put it all together. But, he's going to get a chance very shortly to be a starter on this team. There's no doubt about it.
You know, I think I mentioned this earlier, and I talked about it after I went to the game, but it was pretty classy of Cardinals fans to not only give a rousing ovation to Matt Carpenter when he hit that home run off the foul pole, but, you know, they gave him a curtain call. We gave him a curtain call that night because we want the guy to succeed. I don't know that that's going to spark what we need, but, I'm more concerned about Paul DeJong, I'll be honest with you, because if you look at those competing batting averages below 100, that's not sustainable. You can talk about the outfield, but that's not sustainable either.
Yeah, and the thing about, you're absolutely right about DeJong, because you don't have another option. There's Sosa, who doesn't hit either. So if he fails, then that shortstop position is done for the year. If Carpenter doesn't work out, you still have outfield options where you play Edmund at second, and maybe Justin Williams comes through, maybe Bader comes through, maybe O'Neill comes. You have options. You don't have anything at shortstop, so it's a good point.
Yeah, I just, and it's way too early to panic or anything like that, but I would certainly hope that KK and Michaelis can get back as healthy as possible, because they're going to be needed.
Well, let me give you a theory. Is that, you know, Mark, if like in radio and in television, you want to have alternative programming. If you can't beat somebody, you know, at what they're doing, you try alternative stuff. So the last couple of years, the Cardinals couldn't hit with anybody, but the alternative programming was pitching. Well, you don't have that now. You don't have 4 and 5 really reliable, good starters. So we got to get those two healthy and effective.
Well, in the meantime, I'm watching the Dodgers last night, and it just seems like the Cardinals are separated so far from the top of, you know, where the best teams are. And I think we were hoping we were going to move in a better direction. Having said that, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And, you know, you can absolutely, we've seen this with this team and other teams in the past. We've seen rough starts by the Dodgers, for example. But by August and, September, they're rounding into form. So that's what you got to hope for here, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought that up about the Dodgers. I think they're the first world champions to ever start a season 11-2. It's like you have to say the Los Angeles Dodgers and then take a deep breath and then say everybody else, because there's nobody in the ballpark with them. I mean, their offense is just so loaded, 1 through 9. They have all these starters. It's just frightening how good they are. It's an embarrassment of riches.
Hey, Frank, what's happened? I just saw something because I went to STL today. There's a COVID deal with the Blues and the Avalanche right now.
Yeah, so the game on Tuesday is not going to happen. It's been postponed. Colorado's going to miss their next 3 games. Mm. And, the Blues are actually going to play, I think, their biggest game of the season on Saturday against Arizona, because it's a 4-point game. You know, they're lead by Arizona by a point. Now, they play 2 fewer games. But you can't lose that game, right? Because the rest of the year, it's a steady dose of Colorado, Minnesota, and Las Vegas. It's like an SEC schedule where Arizona's playing a much lighter schedule down the stretch. You have to win Saturday.
Yeah, so nothing happened at the trade deadline, so I guess they thought that they were fine where they are. What do you think?
Well, they were going to trade Mike Hoffman, and then Robert Thomas got hurt, and then last Saturday, Mike Hoffman's the best player on the ice. He scores 2 goals. And then what did he do?
Yeah.
He did admit that on
Monday. The next game? He scores 2 more goals the next game. So he has 4 goals in 4 games. Craig Berube doesn't like his style at all because he's not a two-way player. But the last time I looked, at the end of the game, they have a thing called the scoreboard, and Mike Hoffman can light up the scoreboard. He's not a defensive player, but he's the only guy scoring goals. So I'm glad, you know, they didn't move him, because where would they be without him?
All right, so I'm going to close with the best sports moment of the week. And hopefully both of you have heard this. If you haven't, we're going to play it right now.
Right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling. On TV. Come on, can't do it.
Here it comes.
Oh, he did it! He did it! He got the 7-10, Randy! He did it!
The ginger assassin, Cusumano. I hope you featured that in your sportscast, because that was an incredible moment.
Awesome.
I got to tell you something. I've got into bowling so much last week. It started with watching the NCAA Women's Championship. I'm not even making that up. And then I saw that moment from Sunday. So there you go.
It'll be my lead story on Sunday Night Sports Plus.
It should be. It's deserving. Frank Cusumano, you have a great weekend. Hopefully when we talk on Monday, we'll talk about a few more wins for the Cardinals and for the Blues. Janie, great to hang this afternoon.
Awesome.
We'll see you next Friday. We have another hour. Actually, my friend, thank you, Frank. I'll see you next Monday. Yeah. Rob Hart, who works at WBBM in Chicago, the very latest on the shooting up there and the aftermath. That's coming up after 5. We'll also have a little fun in the 5 o'clock hour. Number one songs this day in history and an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.